This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Just 6 days to go now until Election Day, but in this dead heat race, we may not know that day who the next president will be. The AP's Julie Walker tells us why.
Maricopa County, Arizona has become the nation's ultimate swing county. It could determine whether Democrat Kamala Harris or Republican Donald Trump will be the next president and which party controls the Senate. The county is so closely divided politically, it can take more than a week to learn who won. This year, election officials warn it could be as long as 13 days to tabulate all of the ballots in Maricopa County. There are three main reasons for the drawn-out count: the county's size, the closeness of races in the county, and Arizona's voting laws, which were written and approved by Republicans. I'm Julie Walker.
Donald Trump and Kamala Harris aren't wasting any time.
Standing on the ellipse near the White House,
Donald Trump has spent a decade trying to keep the American people divided and afraid of each other.
Harris said that's who he is, but that's not what America is, and not what she will be once elected.
I pledge to be a president for all Americans.
Trump had earlier blasted Harris as unfit to be president.
A total train wreck who is destroyed everything in her path.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Russian state media coverage of the U.S. election suggests the Kremlin prefers Donald Trump to Kamala Harris. A man was stabbed to death in a New York City subway station overnight, the Coney Island Stillwell Avenue station in Brooklyn. No arrests. Police in the Philippines say they arrested three suspects in the kidnapping of an American, and they believe the victim is still alive. This is AP News. A group of lenders wants to buy the Tupperware Brands Company, and a bankruptcy judge says it's okay.
The court's approval of the sale of Tupperware to lenders paves the way for the iconic food storage company to soon exit from Chapter 11 protection. Although the transaction is still subject to closing conditions, under the terms of the deal, a group of lenders will be buying Tupperware's brand name and various operating assets for $23.5 million in cash and more than $63 million in debt relief. After the deal is completed, the brand says it expects to operate as the new Tupperware company. Going forward, customers will still be able to purchase Tupperware products online and through its decades-old network of independent sales consultants. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Archaeologists in Cambodia have found 12 centuries-old sandstone statues at the Angkor World Heritage Site. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.